I'm going to shut up because I am so proud to be able to introduce our next speaker. She, oh my gosh, does she even need an introduction? Because Gabrielle, who here doesn't know Gabrielle Fontaine? Okay, so Gabrielle, I'll phrase it this way. She's the goddess of bookkeeping professionals, okay? I have idol fever for Gabrielle, and she so kindly said that she would come and join us in this adventure together about a year and a couple of months ago. And I hope that she's still excited about it because we're excited to have Gabrielle. And I tell you, if you tune me out, that's fine. Don't tune Gabrielle out because she has some really good stuff to share with you, stuff that's going to help you to level up. So without further ado, please welcome to the stage Gabrielle Fontaine.
Of course you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. And welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. I'm surprised you already know who I am. Well, I am thrilled to be here to talk to you about winning every time. And when you think about that, winning every time, what would that be like? Well, imagine that your ideal client, like the one you really want, comes your way, and you're able to win that client. No sweat. Or your team is struggling with certain issues with their clients, your existing clients, and you know exactly how to smooth that over and make it work. Or imagine that you could level up and finally hit that next level in your practice that has seemed so elusive. That's where I was several years ago. Imagine what that would feel like. What would that be like? But now we come back to now. And that might not be the typical situation you're facing in your business right now, right? Do you feel like you're winning every day with all that you're doing? Well, this is a typical scenario that I've seen happen again and again. I've experienced it, and maybe you have too. This was taken from one of the Facebook groups, one of our fellow colleagues, who said she was facing this situation and didn't know what to do. And there may be differentiation in the different things that you'd face, but see if you can relate to this. So she had a client, this clicker works, here we go. She had a client that she'd had for a while, kind of price sensitive. I've had a few of those, have you? Yeah. And she was approached by her client and said, you know what, I want you to train my receptionist in QuickBooks Online so that she can do most of the bookkeeping. And the goal is because, you know, I want to save money. I'm paying a lot of money to you. I need to save some money. And the client says, well, you know, I'm still going to have you do some of the higher level work, but, you know, I need you to train because I want my bill to go down. And so what you're going to get is a much smaller bill. This client actually wants you to train their receptionist to replace you. Does that feel like a win? We'll come back to this. But let's talk a bit more again on this winning every time. What does that feel like? What are your vision for your business? Like Ben said, what would be a real win coming from BKX? And then next year you come back and you can share, I leveled up, I got to where I needed to be. Stop and think about that specifically in your situation. Would it be to grow a mini biz? Not a mini biz, mini empire? Or to stay solo and be able to make the revenue that you want to make without working, you know, 80 hours a week? What would it be like to win in your business? And it goes to your vision. Here's something to think about, because I basically have the silver bullet that we all always want. And it is your success is assured if you will play win-win. And there are some people who disagree with me, but this is a lesson I learned myself years ago, and I have not seen anything yet, if you have one, let me know later, that does not result in a win if you're playing win-win for you. So what would that apply to? Could it be those clients that aren't giving you the paperwork that you want? How does it show up in day to day? Well, I'm sure you're already playing win-win now, at least some of the time, in little ways. So one way is when you need to make an appointment. Now, we have apps for this. We'll come back to that in a second. But when you need to schedule an appointment with someone, right? What do you do? Say, oh, well, I have 3 o'clock on Tuesday, and that's open. How's that for you? And they're like, oh, I can't do 3 o'clock on Tuesday. How about Thursday at 4:30? Would that work for you? So we do that back and forth. What are we doing? We're trying to find what works for both of us. Because playing win-win is about being fair. It is just doing what works for both people involved. Now, if you use an app, and many of us are virtual, I've been using an app for years, it's great, right? It takes away all that back and forth. But the app is based on finding a win-win in your two calendars. When are you both available? So if you do that, congratulations, you've already been playing win-win. And there might also be something in how you set appointments that will show some other situations. Because when you play win-win, and I'll put this in on the side, I didn't create this. This is, you know, this is my core theme in my business, but I didn't invent it. I wish I did. But it comes from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Who here has read that book? It's a business classic. Not an easy read, but it's been around for a long time. In that book, Stephen Covey says there are basically 4 different ways to play win-win. And by the way, of the 7 habits, habit number 4. And in the first one, it's win-lose. So I win, you lose, I got it. Does that work long term? Is that sustainable with your clients? Even when you're taking on a new client, you do whatever you take, get them to sign. Get that deposit in. You can. It might not last. There's also lose-win. This is the one that I have a tendency to do. It's called the people pleaser. That you trust that if you do whatever it takes for the client, that it's going to come back to you. It'll be fine. They'll watch out for my welfare later. Does that happen? Has anybody really have that happen? My experience has been that what usually happens when you give too much for the other person, you're worried about them winning, and then you take it on the chin, whatever has to happen to make it happen, they go, okay, thank you. And you don't necessarily get it back because you were leading the relationship and saying, well, I want to give it to you. My reward is just giving to you. That's out of balance. That's what people pleasers tend to do. So now, let's take a look at this win-lose and lose-win and apply it to that little thing of setting an appointment. When you set an appointment, most of us play win-win. But what happens, have you ever been the type that the other person said, no, I can't do it at that time, and then you start being like, oh, we want to have this meeting. So maybe I can move something around and I'll make it happen. And the other person's like, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, you can move that. You are playing lose-win. And do you know what a lose-win way of operating attracts? Any ideas? It seems attractive to the client, right? Because you're saying, oh, I'll do everything for you. But it attracts the people who play, win, lose. Because you're willing to lose so that they can win. And you know them when you're setting appointments too, because they're the ones that are super rigid. You're like, oh, I can't do it then, but maybe on Tuesday. No, I can only do it at Monday at 9:30. That's it. If you want to talk to me, that's the only time. I run into a few people like that. Those people are hardcore win-lose, because all they care about is what they want. And I would submit there are actually not four modes of operation here. There's actually five. And this is based on experience, and Stephen Covey didn't talk about it. It is win, I don't care. They're the type that will tell you whatever, and they will say, sure. But it's, I just got to get what I got to get. If you win, great. If you lose, I don't care. I'm telling you this to pay attention and think about each of your clients and even your team members of what is the way interactions go, because it makes a huge difference in your business. Now, the win-win, we know, is balanced. That is sustainable. That builds long-term relationships. That is where you want to be. And then, of course, with the lose-lose, we all know that, you know, that doesn't work. And if ever you find someone who, oftentimes, they're just angry, so it's like they're going to do self-destructive things and they're going to destroy you too. That happens, it's toxic. That's the no deal. So really the principle here is always win-win or no deal. In that scenario, you cannot lose, and it works. Your success is assured when you play win-win. So it really only takes to apply this, and I hope in your mind you're thinking about, well, wait a minute, how do I play? What is the way that you normally run your business? And just, you know, be honest with yourself. I find I have the leaning towards the lose-win, so that then you end up working your brains out and, you know, you're not making that much money and you don't understand why. That's lose-win. That's an indication of that. But just a small shift can make a big difference. And I'm going to share with you my light bulb moment of how I really learned this. And it was quite a few years ago. I had my bookkeeping practice and I was doing okay. You know, I had a fair amount of clients. I had a prospective client that called me on the phone, and at that time my business was primarily local. Most of my clients were local, not virtual. And calls me up and it was kind of like, hey, I have this project, it's going to be ongoing, and how much is your price, and, you know, I'm looking for someone. I thought, this guy seems like a jerk. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I don't need the clients, what Ben said, but I want to grow my business. It seems like a substantial client to take on. I'll go. He wanted me to go to his office and come and talk about it. So I thought, and I didn't like to necessarily invest the time to go out to them, because at the time I had a commercial office, they'd come to mine. But I thought, let me try it. I've got nothing to lose here, so I wasn't that desperate. I wasn't the need, and that was thankfully what opened the door for me to learn this lesson. I went to go talk to him, and I noticed as he was explaining what he wanted that he was talking down to me. You know, like you're just a data entry clerk type. And he was doing me a big favor. And I thought to myself, let's see, I'm going to test this guy because I don't even know if I want to work with him. And I wasn't normally that way, but it was because I wasn't desperate for the business, right? So I said to him, and we were standing, I remember it in my mind because it was like huge to me. We were standing talking to each other. And I said, well, you know, as a fellow business owner, these are the challenges that we face. So I can see how to make this work for you if this is the result that you want to get. And he literally went and stepped back and looked at me. And then he respected me. Everything he said after that, he respected me. Because come to find out, this guy is a jerk. And his employees were all afraid of him. He was a big bully. And I did end up taking on this client, but it started at that moment when I laid down that I was on the same level as him. I was doing administrative work for him, but I was on the same level. I was a business owner, just like him. And so after that, it shifted my business, because not only was it a very lucrative client, and it helped me when I went to sell my business, that, you know, he was a good hunk of that money, but I had other clients as well. But it gave me the courage to operate in that way as well. Later on, in the course of the relationship with the client, that at times, you know, things would happen when you're virtual, it was semi-virtual, because I didn't do the work in his office, I did the work in my office, but I had to have to go pick it up, because it was all paper-based, right? Every now and then, something would happen. And there would be like, something wasn't right, and oh, they were blaming Gabrielle, and she must have screwed this up. And I just kind of hear it through the grapevine, through the employees, right? And I'd be like, what? This is a win-win relationship. So I would immediately go to him and find out what's going on. I'm hearing about something. What's happening? And this bully would always do this. He would be like, oh, no, it's all my fault. I'm sorry. Everything's fine. You did stuff fine. And the employees couldn't figure out, like, how do you get him to be like that with you? And it was only because I raised myself to the same level with him, and I was ready to say, no deal, if it wasn't win-win. After that, my whole business shifted. And of course, as Ben has taught us, right, if we're specializing in our practice, we're very clear on who our ideal clients are. Those are the clients that produce a win for you. So we need to know what's a win for us. At that time, I hadn't clarified it that much. But when you start off with only accepting clients that represent a win for you, you're starting to play win-win, and it will make it easier for you, and you will be providing what's a win for the client so that you have that balance. Because your success is assured when you play win-win. So how do we play this game? We said it's win-win or no deal. I gave you an example of my own situation. But what's it take to do this? Well, I'd say there's three keys that you have to realize, because as much as it's simple, it's not necessarily easy, depending on what your normal way of operating is now. So it does take courage if you're going to shift the way you're doing what you're doing. It's what Ben said, that mindset, it's what's in here that makes the difference of whether you're willing to play win-win. So it takes courage. If you're used to being the people pleaser, the one who is quick before you even know it to play win-lose, then it's going to take courage, because you're going to have to stand up and in these negotiations with a team member, with a client, potential client, with a spouse, with a every relationship this actually applies to. We're talking about as bookkeepers, but just so you know, you can use this in your personal life too. You have to speak up about what's a win for you. You need to communicate that to the other person, and that can be scary. I know for me, I can break into a cold sweat, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. But we speak up. So we have to have courage. We have to have humility if our modus operandi is more about, well, I'm going to win. I'm going to ace this. Whatever it takes to get what I want. And people like that usually have great businesses and they grow, but they might have a quick turnaround on their employees and their team and their clients. So they got to keep bringing them in to grow, and they might not be able to level up. So if that's the case, if you notice that tendency in yourself, it takes some humility. Because win-win is balance. It's the other side. You have to listen. You have to pay attention to what's a win for the other side. And then the third is leadership. This one took me a while to really get it too. Is we need to be proactive if we're going to play win-win. Because here's the deal. And the example that I gave you is what I did too. You can start off as a win-win. You get that great client. They love, you know, the package you put together because you understand what they need, the results that they want. You have also got a great package price for them. And then later on, something's not working so good. They might not be giving you the information you need. We're always going to come back to that. Or there's some other friction happening. They don't like how something's happening, but they're not telling you about it, and you don't know it. Or there's something on your side that the client's doing something that's just killing you. You know, it's making it hard to work with them. Your team may be struggling with it. So now all of a sudden you're out of balance. How are you going to bring that back to a win-win? You're going to wait for the client? You have to speak up. And the way that that happens is you set the ground rules with the client. And we're talking about client, but it can also be with your team. What is a win-win? And if it goes out of balance, you get them to agree that if there's an issue, that we talk about it and we bring it back to a win-win. I put that in my engagement letters. And whenever I take on a new client, I don't just give them that and have them sign it. We go over it. And I verbally get them to say, yes, I agree, I will speak up. But here's the reality. When it shifts and there's a niggly problem, they're not going to speak up. You have to be proactive, be the leader, and you speak up before it becomes a big issue, and then you can solve it. It works. Because the way you approach it is, remember when we set this up, and we said we were going to play win-win, and then you bring up whatever the issue is, whether you have an issue or you're sensing something's not right, and then you're on the same side of the table in order to work it out. Because win-win isn't about doing it your way or my way, it's our way. You're partnering. It's a shift. And it goes against most of what we know for business, right? Because business is adversarial. So that's what it takes. And the key, I think, for most of us is we pretty much know what we want most of the time. But what's it like to be your client? What's it like to be your team member? Do you know? Have you thought about it? Sometimes that opens it up to realize that if we're having difficulties, we're not getting what we need, what priority is it on their list? What are they facing right now? And as we said earlier, ask if you don't know. So communication is key when you want to play win-win, because your success is assured when you play win-win. So you ready? Do you get it? Everybody's real quiet. You want to do this? Because since you guys already know me, you know that the learning is in the doing, right? We can know it, doesn't mean we know how to do it. You gotta do it to really learn. So let's return to our scenario of this client that you've had for a while, price sensitive, grumbles about your price sometimes. They come up with the bright idea that they want you to train their receptionist to do most of the bookkeeping, and you get to do a small chunk of what you're doing now, and your bill's gonna take a nosedive. How do you make this into a win-win scenario? What we're going to do is right now, we're going to take about 2 minutes, and I want you to stop and think that this is your client. And if you have a client that's like this, think about it. Think about everything that you know about that client, the results that they want, what's a win for them, because they're trying to change things. What's a win for you? And then come up with your idea of how can you return the situation to a win-win, so that then you can approach the client and talk to them about it. So let me give you, I'm going to give you 3 minutes, because that's a minute to stop and think about if you need to jot down notes. But 3 minutes by yourself to figure out, how can you turn this situation into a win-win so that you're happy and the client is happy? Go. And can we have a timer up on the screen for 3 minutes? Thank you. Hey guys, this is not networking time. This is not socializing time. This is stop and think about it. Don't consult with each other, because you're not going to be able to consult if you have a situation with your client. So. What I said was, this is alone time. To be thinking yourself. You're not commiserating with others. How would I handle this? What do you think? Uh-uh. This is you. Because you're not going to have everybody around you. Although we have a Facebook group, that's true. But do it yourself, because the way you're going to learn in this particular case is in your own thoughts. How would you do it? Because you're going to be the one talking to the client. So hold off. We are going to discuss, but just not right now. Thank you. If you're ready, raise your hand. Okay, so you still got a minute 40. Go ahead. Ten, nine, eight. Hopefully everybody's ready. All right. Time's up. So, does everybody have an idea on how you think, and there's no right or wrong, by the way, of how you think you might be able to turn this situation around, hold on to the client, and make it a win-win situation? What we're going to do now is the talking part. Now, find a partner, and one of you is going to play the role of the client, and one of you is going to play the role of the bookkeeper, and the bookkeeper is going to initiate the conversation of explaining to the client what their win-win recommendation is for the situation, and then have a conversation. And whoever's playing the client, be like one of your clients who's in the situation. Maybe they have some cash flow issues, they're trying to lessen the bill, and this was their idea. So everybody, I know some of the tables it's odd numbers, so pair up, and then if you don't find a partner, raise your hand, and then you people who raise your hands, find a partner. And we'll take 3 minutes for this, and then don't worry, we'll be able to switch it, and then you'll be able to flip roles. So you'll keep the same partner for both times. So set the timer for 3 o'clock, 3 minutes, please. Time's up. Time's up. Stop. Stop. Okay, everybody, stop talking. Okay. Sounds good. Okay, we're going to take, now that you get the hang of this, and my clock's running, we'll take another 2 minutes. And I want you to keep the same partner and flip roles. Okay? Timer for 2 minutes.
Time's up. Stop. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, end it.
Excellent, everyone, for participating. I was walking around and hearing a few of the conversations. Some of you were tough clients. But excellent, excellent. Did it feel different to do this than you thought it would be? Or was it easy? Was it hard? Anybody? Because we're not used to doing it. Beautiful. Excellent. She has the exact same scenario of people at home because they weren't on the mic. It's just a small shift, but it's here. And it takes some creativity. But with practice, and you can practice in small ways, the trigger is anytime there's some kind of a friction with your team, with your client, that's when you get an opportunity to try to apply this. So congratulations. I know that was not an easy scenario. I know it wasn't an easy exercise. But you have now won and earned your win-win pin. So we have pins for you on the way out to the networking that you can have this. And I have one at my desk that I use all the time. I'm always like, well, it's win-win. Or no, you know, no deal. If you're doing virtual, I show it on the camera. I only play win-win. You in? So if that's a help, it's worth the effort to shift how you're approaching it. And you will see a quick change in your relationships with your clients and the trust. It immediately builds trust. So where do you go from here? It's up to you. But you have what you need. You just start with what's a win for you, so be clear on that, especially you people pleasers. And then see it through the client's eyes, their shoes. Listen to them. Draw them out if you don't know what it's like on their side. Ask. And then negotiate from the same side of the table. It's not a battle. It's teamwork. You are trying to together do something that works. And that is what will move your business, level you up, as well as your client. Because as Ben said, this makes a huge difference to our clients. We have the power to help our clients grow as well. And then once the process, or only proceed if it's win-win. There are times, and it'll come in times in relationships where it won't be a win-win, where it will go off balance. And I'll tell you very quickly, I've had a client for 11 years, and a couple months ago, I had to have the difficult conversation, we love each other, but he doesn't fit where I'm taking my business anymore. So I disengaged that client. We left on great terms, but that's what we did. So sometimes it does get to a no deal, but you leave it in a good way. And always remember, when your success is assured if you play win-win. Thank you.